conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation is reaching out to men and their families all across Arkansas. Know your stats. 1 in 9 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. All men ages 45 to 75 should see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
For by OpenChart Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown that chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-755-9067. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file the claim, so call us now, 800-755-9067. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-755-9067. That's 800-755-9067. Again, 800-755-9067.
The Bombers postgame show rolls on. Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers get the win 24-7 over Russellville tonight. Sonny, what were those other conference scores you were checking?
We were checking out some interesting action over in the conference. Nothing coming out of Parkview and Siloam tonight, so that's interesting. But Lake Hamilton in control against Benton, now up 44-27.
Wow.
Greenwood more in control over Van Buren. They're up 14-43-29. Of course, now we're scoreboard watching on our old conference. We're having a showdown over there between Jonesboro and Sylvan Hills for the conference title, basically. Jonesboro kicked a field goal, took a 16-14 lead at Sylvan Hills. El Dorado and Searcy getting it on tonight, 34-29, both potential Bomber opponents in the playoffs. And another big game in that conference, 27-20, Pine Bluff leading West Memphis. So
wow.
Still lots of different things could happen. Lots of destinations that could await the Bombers. Of course, you know, we've talked this week several times about somehow it always ends up Mountain Home at El Dorado. The best trip in the state of Arkansas,
yes.
Except for Mountain Home at Texarkana.
Well, Coach Ryan Mallett is making his way up here to the press box. We'll be talking with him here in just a little bit.
We did get our stats in.
Let's run over those real quick.
All right, here. Total offense, Mountain Home 328 yards, Russellville 169. McKay 5 of 14 passing for just 64 yards. Walker 3 catches for 48. Tabor 1 for 18. Hershberger 1 for minus 2. McKay 28 carries for 126 yards rushing. Hershberger, big night, 30 carries, 111 yards. Bashir's 3 for 20. And Boje, 4 for 14. The Russellville quarterbacks, they combined to go 16 of 34 for just 197. So that's negative rushing yardage if you're counting there. 169 total offense.
Wow.
After 197 passing. So Bomber defense, they forced negative 23 yards rushing tonight.
That is impressive. Coach Ryan Mallett has made it up to the press box. Ryan, you know, we talk about offense every week, but how about that defense tonight? Sonny was just giving the stats. 169 yards is it, and 77 of those came on that one touchdown play. You take that away, it's only 92 yards tonight.
Right. I mean, our defense stepped up and played, and they knew. I mean, we practiced in the rain all week, so it wasn't like they're seeing a bunch of balls that were accurate and thrown, you know, their direction. I mean, we stopped the run. I mean, I think they're averaging close to 40 points a game. So for us to go out there and put up those kind of numbers is outstanding.
Sonny, what were the numbers for Hershberger tonight? He had a big one.
30 carries for 111 yards tonight.
Yeah, I mean, and that's saying something because their defensive front is very good. They got a big old nose tackle. He's a run stopper. He got after us a few plays. We got after him a few plays, but, you know, we outlasted him.
the defense, I won't go back to the defense because the front four of the defense had a huge night. Lindsey knocked down a few passes. Yep, Bojay, another huge. Big knife from the linebacker position. Opa had a sack late. That front four, they're getting better each week.
Every week. I wish we had like 20 games in the season, see what happens in week 20. But, no, I mean, you can't say enough about our defense tonight. They stepped up. They answered the bell. They knew what they were going against. They knew they were going to wing it around. How many passing yards do they have?
They had 197.
Yeah, you know, and 77 of those were on that big play.
Exactly.
You know, and that could have been an interception. We just took a bad angle.
Yeah, 16 out of 34, but the defense secondary held up well tonight.
They did, man. They all played well. I don't think there's one person on the defense that had a bad game tonight. They played exceptionally well.
You knew coming into the game, you win this one tonight, you win next week against Parkview, you get a home game in the first round of the playoffs, a lot to play for, and the young men responded well tonight.
All right, we told them that, and we also told them you can't look past this team. Their record is not where they want it to be, I'm sure, but they're putting up 40 points against Benton, you know, points against everybody. So we knew it was going to be a tough test for us.
Yep, good win tonight, Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Thanks
Thank
for coming
you.
Up.
You guys have a good one.
Appreciate
yes,
it.
Sir.
Ryan Mallett, one of the Bomber assistant coaches, and the Bombers win it 24-7 tonight. We're going to take one more break, come back, get some final thoughts in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Life is a highway, a data highway these days, and users want to drive on it all day and all night long. More time at home has certainly meant more data consumption. In the confusing world of how much data we need to stream our videos, play games, or simply stream our favorite TV shows and radio station, Next, powered by NAEC, is the name you know and people you trust. Don't get in the data traffic jam. Get Next, powered by NAEC, internet, phone, television. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gas safety.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Ugh, I have to do laundry when I get home. I have to lug all my clothes over to the washing machine. Then I get to put them in the dryer and accidentally shrink my cashmere sweater again.
Motorcycles make everything exciting. And when GEICO makes it easy to switch and save on motorcycle insurance, it's even more exciting.
I'm gonna fold all my socks into little balls! Yeah!
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, back at Bomber Stadium, where Mountain Home has defeated Russellville tonight 24-7. And, Sonny, what this does is, regardless of the outcome of the Parkview Siloam Springs game tonight, that next week, the winner of that game, Mountain Home Parkview, is going to be a four seed and have a first round home playoff game. The loser. that's where that could be a factor for Parkview. Then the loser is going to be either a 5 or a 6 seed, depending on what happens to the rest of the other teams. But
yeah, just kind of checking, you know, right now the Bombers are back to even at 3-3. Van Buren, they're losing right now. They would go to 1-5. Siloam is playing tonight against Parkview. If they lose, they would go to 1-5. Russellville's now 0-7. So, actually, I don't really think, unless there's some massive upsets next week, that unless we have some strange scores come in, it's 4-5 is what we're playing for.
Right.
Are you on the road? But I don't think the Bombers, after tonight's results, if these scores hold, can be any worse than 5th in this conference. And, of course, this was a team that people were wondering about what was going to happen when they were 1-29 coming into this season.
Right.
You know, should have beat Harrison.
Right.
You know, go back, and you know, the Bombers would have loved to have seen it. If ever had been a game get canceled, they wanted to call Harrison. Those kids want another shot at Harrison.
Uh-huh.
And especially after they saw Siloam Springs go beat Harrison, they're like, oh, man, we just really missed a chance there. So, you know, I'm kind of always an optimist, you know, but I always look at our schedule, and it seems like both sides of the conferences that we've been in 6A, there's usually – 2 to 3 non-conference games that you schedule that are very winnable, and then there's usually 3 conference games of 3 comparable teams. You know, we kind of switched the roles of who they are. Mm-hmm. The names changed, but the situations don't. Your Russellville is, you know, equal to your Marion or whoever from the 6A East, and so just the Bombers have won all the games that you look at that schedule and go, we got a chance to win this game. They've won every one of those games
right
this year.
Yep.
And that's got 5 wins, and you know, they were talking about they were saluting these seniors before the game, especially for their perseverance. You know, got through this COVID season. We didn't miss any regular games so far, knock on wood.
Yes.
And, you know, it's been a great year, and we're really taking some steps forward, and this just nowhere to go but up. This is an upward trend for the Mountain Home Bombers, and if I was Little Rock Parkview, I'd make sure that I didn't overlook them next week.
Exactly. We'll get to see Landon Rogers next week. Of course, he's committed to play at Arkansas. He's playing quarterback for the Patriots. Not sure what he'll play at Arkansas.
Yeah, but there's another player as well committed.
Yes, from Aaron Outley, the tight end.
Yes, he's a commit to Arkansas, and I'm not so sure there's not a third one that they're looking at.
They've got a running back who actually is a younger underclassman that the Razorbacks are interested in. Joyner is their starting running back right now. He's having a big season. Outley's been out most of the year. He's been injured, so I don't know what his status is.
You know, I saw some of their film, and I was watching last week, and, you know, Coach Boulding's over there, and he's going to do a great job of building that program up.
Yes.
But right now, they're still at the point where they're beating you because they're out-athleting you. So the teams that they're going to have trouble with are the well-coached teams, the teams that do the things right on defense. They scored a lot of touchdowns on gimmick plays at Parkview. So you just got to play smart football. You know, defense tonight had its best performance of the season. We talked what a great job that the front four did. The secondary held up. The back
yes.
end held up tonight.
Yep.
You know, they gave up one play, and it was because a kid was aggressive. He came, he broke on the ball. He tried to make a play, whether it be the bat the ball down or pick six type situation. He misjudged it, got over his head, got caught it, and ran for a touchdown. But that's it. That's your only
yep.
leak of the night. And if you can progress like that every week, man, that's just fantastic.
You bet. Well, let's hope they keep progressing next week. That's a big one at War Memorial Stadium next Friday night against Parkview. All right. I think we covered everything. Oh, no, we didn't. We got one more
player of the game.
Of business. Yes, the player of the game brought to you by Mike Stockton, financial consultant of Financial Services and Investment Strategies Group. Call 870-701-5160. And what we talked about it during the break, we got to go with Gage Lindsay tonight.
He did about everything as a defensive end or defensive lineman that you could do. He made tackles. He had sacks. He had quarterback pressures and quarterback hurries. And he batted footballs down. The only thing he didn't do was intercept one.
He had 2 batted balls on back-to-back plays in the third quarter.
I'm pretty sure that he batted down 3 or 4 on the night.
I think he did. He had a huge night. All right. Again, the Bombers win it by a score of 24-7. Our next broadcast next Friday night against Little Rock Parkview. Hope you'll join us for that. Some other games around the state going on. Matt's going to check scores for us coming up in just a little bit. Then, of course, we've got the Friday night scoreboard show coming up about 28 minutes away. That's going to do it from Bomber Stadium. For Sonny Elliott, I'm Brad Hallworth, saying so long.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by Next, Centennial Bank, The Locker Room, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Chad Bashir's Edward Jones, Ideal RV, Harvest Bank, Salvation Army, Coleman Family Dentistry, Strider Consulting, ASC Warranty, Nosari Home Mortgage, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, James Boyette State Farm, FNBC, Knox Orthopedics, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Families Inc. Join us each Friday night as the Bombers take the field for Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp checks scores around the state next with our scoreboard update on Classic Hits 101.7.
At FNBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC community banking team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office, located at 102 Highway 62 East, to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
And we welcome you back into the Bombers postgame show as I'm joining you now once again from the studio here. Matt Sharp coming off a 24-7 victory for Mountain Home over Russell tonight. This was, again, the regular season home finale. Hopefully not the last home game of the season. We'll have to see what shakes loose later on this season as far as playoff matchups. But let's take a look right now what else has been going on. First off, in the 6A West tonight. And definitely the marquee matchup, it was Lake Hamilton getting past Benton tonight, actually kind of pulling away from him late in the game, 51-34 the final score there. These were two teams ranked in the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10. Lake Hamilton ranked 8th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, and Benton ranked 10th in the state overall, 3rd in Class 6A. Never saw a score on the game between Little Rock Parkview and Solemn Springs. The Parkview Patriots ranked 4th, make rank 5th in Class 6A. Greenwood, who is 4th in the state overall, number 1 in Class 6A, leading Van Buren 43-29 in the final period. On the local level, have not seen an update on the game between Yellville Summit and Johnson County Westside. Salem's game against Cross County ended up getting canceled. Cross County ended up having to make up a conference game. This was a non-conference matchup for Salem. But again, that game ended up getting canceled, so the Greyhounds were ended up being idle this week. Bearcats of Melbourne ended up defeating Camden Harmony Grove tonight, 21-8. This was not an originally scheduled game. It looks like it was one that was scheduled at kind of the last minute, if you will. Haven't seen a score update on the game between Mountain View and Riverview down at Searcy tonight. Harrison, who's ranked 3rd in Class 5A, ended up beating Clarksville this evening by a score of 49-20. A couple area schools in action as district play began in Missouri. Forsyth won their opener in the Class 3 or in the Class 2 District 3 tournament. The Panthers defeated Willow Springs by a count of 44-21. They'll be at home for their game next week against Fair Grove. And Branson tonight ended up beating Republic by a score of 34-13. Big win for the Pirates, getting their revenge on Republic from last week. And now they'll go on to the semifinals, and they'll have to travel to top-seeded Carthage next week. West Plains and Ava both idle this week after being the top seeds in their districts. They both ended up with first-round byes, and so they'll play their first postseason games in the semifinals next week. In the Arkansas sports, one other note to mention, Hollister was scheduled to play at Reed Spring, but the Tigers ended up forfeiting the game, so their season is over. On the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 1 Bryant, who's also number 1 in Class 7A, defeated North Little Rock tonight 58-21. The Charging Wildcats ranked 3rd overall and in Class 7A. Bentonville, who is 2nd overall and in Class 7A as well, ended up doubling up Springdale 56-28 tonight. Number 5, Pulaski Academy, who's also number 1 in Class 5A, was a 58-21 winner at BB. Number 6, Conway, who is also number 4 in Class 7A, is leading Little Rock Catholic 49-20 in the fourth quarter. Number 7, Wynn, who is also number 2 in Class 5A, was a 49-15 winner over Forest City. And number 9, Cabot, who is also number 5 in Class 7A, defeated Fort Smith Northside by a count of 24-7. And we've already gone through all the Class 7A Top 5 games. The only game I haven't mentioned in the Class 6A Top 5 was number 4, Jonesboro, losing at Sherwood tonight to Sylvan Hills 17-16. So it looks like the Bears are going to get the 6A East Conference title tonight. In the Class 5A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, number 4, Texarkana, playing at Hope this evening. I don't think we ever saw an update on that game. Let's see if that game... we do have an update on that game. Fourth quarter, the Razorbacks leading Hope 26-13. The game between the 5th-ranked Little Rock Christian and Jacksonville ended up getting canceled this evening. In the Class 4A Top 5, number 1, Arkadelphia defeated Bauxite 62-6. Second-ranked Shiloh Christian was up on Gravett 22-8. That was the last score we had at halftime. Number 3, Joe T. Robinson has gone to overtime with Ashdown. The two teams knotted up at 21-all. 4th-ranked Nashville is leading Malvern 42-6 in the fourth quarter. And at number 5, Rivercrest defeated Truman tonight by a final score of 35-6. Class 3A Top 5, it was number 1, Harding Academy over 2nd-ranked Newport 31-6. 3rd-ranked Prescott beat up on Jesseville tonight by a count of 63-12. Number 4, Hoxie, playing at Osceola this evening. I don't think we ever saw an update. We never did get an update on that one. And number 5, McGee, defeated Dollarway tonight 30-6. Class 2A Top 5, number 1, Fordyce, playing at home tonight against Hampton, and it is all Red Books. Fourth quarter, Fordyce up 62-0. Second-ranked Gurdon defeated Mount Ida tonight by a count of 35-7. Number three, Des Arc, was a 35-8 winner over England. Fourth-ranked Junction City went to Bearden and beat up on them 44-6. Number five, Bigelow, up on Hector 32-12 in the fourth quarter. Let's look at what else has been going on in the state and also the area. We're going to take one more break. We'll come back and put a wrap on tonight's broadcast in just a moment. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Russellville by a score of 24-7. I was looking at another score just now. Sorry about that. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Bomber fans. It's Mike Quillard from Arvest Bank. And this cheer is a shout-out to all of our Bombers rising to the challenge of each new day this year. From students to teachers, school administration to parents, we are proud of your resilience, determination, and commitment to excellence in education. An ancient philosopher once shared that education breeds confidence. Confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
When you're a bell ringer for the Salvation Army, you're not just ringing a bell. You're changing lives and strengthening our community. This year, we have made volunteering easier than ever. Just visit registertoring.com and select the time and the place most convenient for you. Red Kettle Funds provide everything from food, shelter, to the homeless and victims of disasters, to after-school care and programs for the underprivileged children. Register today to become the Salvation Army bell ringer at registertoring.com.
First Security Bank is here cheering you on to help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your community bank. We'll celebrate when you win, and if you don't, we'll support you even more, just like we do for each other. First Security, a proud supporter of our Mountain Home Bombers. Together, we're better. Together, we're Arkin Strong. Go Bombers! First Security Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Ugh, I have to do laundry when I get home. I have to lug all my clothes over to the washing machine. Then I get to put them in the dryer and accidentally shrink my cashmere sweater again.
Motorcycles make everything exciting. And when GEICO makes it easy to switch and save on motorcycle insurance, it's even more exciting.
I'm gonna fold all my socks into little balls! Yeah!
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Back on the Bombers postgame show as Mountain Home gets the 17-point win over Russellville tonight, 24-7. I do want to just give you a couple of updates. We've finally got all the final scores from the 6A West. We already had, of course, Lake Hamilton beating Benton 51-34. We just got the final score on Little Rock Parkview's game. The Patriots defeated Salem Springs 37-0. Of course, Mountain will be playing Parkview next week down in Little Rock. And Greenwood has defeated Van Buren tonight by a final score of 50-29. So those are all the scores. I'll tell you what, it's going to be some big matchups next week, especially that Greenwood-Lake Hamilton game. That will pretty much be for the 6A West Conference Championship. So I know a lot of people around the state will be paying attention to that. Of course, Mountain Home will be looking to see what they can do next week against Parkview and see what kind of seeding they get for the postseason coming up at the end of the regular season. Of course, and then so Mountain Home again gets the 17-point victory, and our next broadcast will be next Friday night at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock as the Mountain Home Bombers take on the Parkview Patriots. We hope you'll join us for the broadcast that next week. Until then, I want to thank Brad Haworth and Sonny Elliott at the stadium, and I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from Bomber Stadium, the Mountain Home Bombers 24 and the Russellville Cyclone 7. Good night, everyone.